Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. And glad to be able to be on these airways with you this morning as we wrap up our series of going over Dennis Kimbrough's powerful book, What Makes the Great Great. Sorry, we got about a minute starting late. A little computer glitch here and, getting those things together. You know, technology is great, and sometimes, though, you're running a little bit of problems. So we got to start a little bit late, not too late. So, I'll thank those patiently that was waiting to join in. And, we're ready to rock and roll this morning. Before getting started, though, I want to just take a moment and just, share with you before getting into the subject matter, the importance of, being thankful each morning. Just one of the things that we do with our youth program is we have a piece we do called Unity Circle. And in the Unity Circle, one of the things that all the young people have to do is share what is it that they're thankful for each time that we meet. And this morning, I'm just thankful that, Almighty God allowed me to wake up this morning, be able to breathe, be able to come on this radio program and be able to just talk and share because, he could have called me home yesterday, but, it's not my time yet. And, we need to always remember that because too often, too many of us take life for granted, and, Baba Dick Gregory, he has a good exercise that, he talks about, or he used to talk about. Sometimes he still shares it in some of his presentations. And he says, whenever you get down and depressed, he says, go pick up the newspaper and read the obituary section. Now, that's not morbid. He says, because when you read it, all of those people that you read about that have gone on home to glory would gladly trade places with you today. So, hey, whatever you're going through out there, be excited because God's given you another day and a chance to be able to get the most out of it. And, hey, I'm just glad you're tuning in to my show this morning, your home base business breakfast show. This is Baba Jahi, and I'm ready to go on and get started and start kicking it. And again, hey, I'm thankful and just really glad to be able to have this opportunity to do this with you. Okay, as I said, we're going through Dennis Kimbrough's book. We're wrapping that up today. And again, the title of the book is called What Makes the Great Great. And, I suggest, you pick up a copy of this book, especially for those out there that's working, to build your own business, or even if you're not building your own business, but just dealing with everyday life and, want to get more out of life. And the chapter we're going to go through this morning is chapter 3, The Journey Into Your Mind. The Journey Into Your Mind. And let's start off with this chapter. And in this chapter, we're going to go to page 112, The Subconscious, Gold in Your Cellar. He said, what would you say if I told you that down in the basement of your house sat a box full of gold coins? After you got over the initial shock, you might mention many things, but there's one thing you wouldn't do, and that would be to ignore it. You would immediately go down to the cellar and get rid of all the junk and clutter and retrieve the box and put it to good use. And yet, has it ever occurred to you that most of us live out our entire lives with a box of gold in the basement of our minds that we rarely use? And I want to dwell on that point a second before I read a little bit more. See, that takes me back to, again, a dialogue with Les Brown. And Les said, the richest place on the planet is the cemetery, because there lies people that died without fulfilling their dreams. We all have a dream in us. We all got something in us special that we want to do, but do we pursue it? do we pursue it? He says right here in this chapter, page 112, he says, what if I told you you had a box of gold sitting in your basement? You'd get out of my way, you lying. Or you say, where? And you get out of the way and you go down there and you find it. He says, you know, deep down below the surface of our thought lies that powerful component of our mind that we call the subconscious. Our subconscious mind is the storehouse of our memory, the guiding light of our life. It is a source of energy stronger than any electric current, more powerful than any explosive. Nothing can approach the powerful capabilities of the subconscious mind. But to be successful, we must make greater use of it. Unfortunately, most of us go through life without ever realizing how to use this wellspring of power. Only a small percentage of people discover the subconscious mind, understand it, and subsequently learn how to guide its hidden powers to achieve complete success in whatever they set out to do. We tend to live like famished paupers sitting at a bare table in a cold, damp room, not knowing there's food in the cupboard and a warm fire in the oven. That's deep, people. See, that's deep. You know, I tell people all the time, I don't care what you're going through. You got a pot of gold in your brain, but it's up to you to open your brain and get it. Because what happens is we let external forces and external things impact us so much that we do not deal with the internal presence of controlling our mind. You know, and it's deep because, you know, I do a lot of spiritual things also, you know, and do speaking at churches and other religious institutions and stuff, you know. And one of the things that always gets me, you know, when I speak at a church, you know, I share with people, I says, I know y'all done heard this before, but how many of you actually operationalize it? The kingdom of heaven is within, Jesus said. Now, that's deep. But how many of us, see, we, you know, within, not without, within. The kingdom of heaven is within. See, God supplies you with all of your needs. And this whole thing about the subconscious mind, you know, this hidden power that you have, that can help you obtain all your riches beyond your wildest dreams. That can help you activate your imagination and inspire you with new thoughts and fresh ideas. That you can use this power to gain financial prosperity that will offer you a new level of freedom to be whatever you want and do whatever you want and experience your heart's desire. Most of us don't use it. Know why? Because we don't know where it's at. We ain't located it. We're constantly looking for other people's approval. We want somebody to give us the you go to this workshop and you go to that workshop, you know, and yeah, they you know, those things are good to go to, but what is it that you get out of it that helps you with what's going on inside of you is the key. How do you connect what's inside to what's happening outside? See, and that's the whole thing of this power called the subconscious mind. See, because what I want you to be able to get out of understanding why, you know, going through this book is the power within. Because that's what really makes the great great. They have a power within that they activate. Find your power that's within. We're going to go through some steps in a few seconds here that tell you how to activate your subconscious mind. But let's talk about this thing a little bit more. Your subconscious mind can help you locate your true place. It will help you determine what you are best suited to do so you may realize your innate talents and gifts. Through this power source, you would be able to find the right position or vocation that will eventually lead you to your labor of love. See, work has to be whatever it is, whether it's in your own business or even if it's on a job. If it's not a labor of love, then it's, you know, you're just an economic slave, or as Karl Marx used to say, you know, a wage slave. You know, what I do because I love doing it. If I didn't love doing it, I wouldn't do it. I know what it's like to work places and do other things that you don't love doing, just only doing it, quote unquote, because you need the money. I done been there, people. You know, I done been there somewhere only because you needed the money. If you're caught in one of those situations right now, you need to work your way out of that. You know why? Because stress kills. See, stress kills. I have friends, like I said, I'm 56 years old. I have friends around my same age. They look like they're 70, look like they're 80. What? Because stress is killing them. Stress whipping their butt every day. They hate going to that job. They wake up in the morning. There's a statistic that has been shared that the most often day of the week that people have heart attacks is on Monday. Coincidence or what? That the day that most often day of the week that people have heart attacks is on Monday. Why? Because they hate going to that daggone job, jumping out of bed, just over broke. They hate going there. You know, it's a struggle to go there. Why they let themselves get caught in the financial trap game of credit and debt, and they ain't got no bailout plan coming from the federal government to bail them out. That's why this program, your home-based business breakfast show, you know, hey, we share home-based business ideas, techniques, and, you know, yeah, that's a specific business that I'm involved in terms of a home-based business that I know that'll work for you. But, you know, even though I share that one, you have to find the one that's right for you because, again, as we're talking about here in terms of the subconscious mind, is you have to find the right position or vocation that will lead you to your labor of love. So what I do, you know, it might work for you, and it might not work for you because it might not interest you. So you have to find your special interest, your special niche. And let's go a little bit further before I get into these steps on how to activate your subconscious mind. You can use your subconscious mind to rid yourself of frustration, anger, and resentment. This hidden guide will help you solve your most pressing problems and lead you to make the right decisions. You can also use the power of subconscious mind to free yourself from fear, anxiety, and worry forever, as well as to dedicate and diffuse failure. Deactivate and diffuse failure attitudes and replace them with a more positive outlook. Furthermore, when you use the power of your subconscious mind, you will be able to enjoy abundant and radiant health. See, and I know that to be true because, like I said, I've been working for myself for a long time, people, really since 1980. And I can count on my hand the number of days I've been sick, the number of days that I've missed, happen to go out and do what I do because, I'm not feeling well, you know. So when you get that frustration and other stuff out of your life, you also get rid of illness. Most illnesses are psychosomatic anyway. I know some people are going to debate that, but, you know, most of them they are. They're usually related to something else that's stressing you out, that's just causing you not to feel good because of something you don't want to deal with. Furthermore, when you use the power of your subconscious mind, it helps with the releasing of frustration, worry, and stress. You'll bubble over with vital energy and a zest for living. Life will truly become worthwhile. Each day will be meaningful, filled to the brim with sheer joy of being alive. See, that's what I started off this morning. The sheer joy of being alive. Why do people kill themselves? Why do people, you know, suicide and stuff? Why do people kill themselves? Why do people, you know, why has life become such a turmoil to people that some people actually take their life? Think about that. See, your subconscious mind is lying there dormant within you, just waiting to be placed into action. See, if you don't put it to work, negativity will put it to work. See, I tell people this. You know, a friend of mine shared this with me a long time ago. He said, if you're going to watch the news midday. I said, why watch the news midday? He said, if you watch the news in the morning when you first get up out of bed, it's going to have you scared to death because on the news, what you don't hear good news. You hear about who got murdered, who got broke in, this going on, that's going on. It's going to oppress you. Depress you. Start your day off with depression. Watch the news. if you watch the news before you go to bed at night, it's just going to make you have nightmares. Why? Because it's going to depress you again. Said if you watch the news, to just be aware of some things that's going on, watch the news midday. He said that way you wake up in the morning, you motivate yourself, you're excited about what you got to do, and, yeah, you can watch the news. You know, it's going to take you on a little downspin. You know what's going on. And then you go on and reactivate yourself, get through what you got to get through in terms of the rest of the day. And he say prayers at night. Don't watch news at night. You know, say prayers at night. Thank God for letting you have another day. You know, and it's just deep, you know. I mean, people, you know, I know it's not a church show this morning, but, I mean, it just takes me back to, you know, my grandmother, you know, and I think about, you know, as a child, you know, having to say before you go to bed at night, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, bless. You know what I mean? And you see, the old folk wisdom is so powerful. So, you know, I mean, so powerful. You know, and thanking God for, you know, letting you get through that day. And then when you wake up in the morning, you know, I mean, I remember seeing my grandmother in the morning on her knees saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I mean, you know, how many of us do that? We didn't got so sophisticated nowadays that, you know, that we don't do that. And so we're not alive, alive. We're alive. We're breathing. We're walking. But we're not alive, alive. See, the subconscious mind, this thing is deep. See, the subconscious mind never rests. It keeps working every moment of life. You need only to activate it and put it into its marvelous power to use. Okay, got 11 minutes left, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into 7 steps to activate your subconscious mind and close this out and then tell you about Thursday's show, because we've got an exciting guest that's going to be on Thursday. And then we got a call on the line, I believe is Ruth, and I'll bring her up in a few minutes. I'm glad she joined us again this morning. Okay, page 113, the 7 steps to activate your subconscious mind. Page 114. Step number 1, your subconscious mind operates best in a mental climate of faith and acceptance, constantly accepting that your problems will be solved, obstacles removed, and your goals achieved is the mental state that intensifies thought and causes the subconscious mind to function at its best. And that takes us to, again, the power of positive prayer. When you pray for something, don't doubt that you won't receive it. I got to go back to my grandmother. My grandmother used to tell me the following. She said, you pray for something and you ask God for something, she said, after you done prayed and took it to the Lord, stop worrying about it. She said, if you keep worrying about it, then you're taking it back. And so why you expect God to help you when you done gave it to him, you done put it on the altar, you done gave it to God. He said, God, I need help with this, you know, and I know you're going to help me with this, and I already know the blessing is coming, and boom. And she said, and forget about it, and go on and do what you got to do. She said, but if you keep worrying about it every 5 minutes later, then it means you doubt God. So if you doubt God, why should God help you? I hope you get what I'm saying here. It says right here, your subconscious mind operates best in a mental climate of faith and acceptance. See, you got to have faith in the things that you want to do. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You got to have faith. And then you got to accept the fact that it's going to happen. Number 2, know exactly what it is you want to accomplish. Be specific about the goal you want to reach and the objective you want to obtain. Be specific about what you want. There's a reason for that. The mind can't function on vagueness. You got to be specific. And I tell you again, it works now. It works. I remember when I met my wife over 20-some odd years ago, and I said, I want to marry her, and I want to be married to her, you know, and boom, what happened? Hey, it happened, you know. I made that offer. She accepted, but I had faith, and I was specific about what I wanted out of that relationship. Believe in your heart that your subconscious mind will deliver the answer you want and need. So you got to believe in your heart, people. As a man believeth in his heart, so is he. Believe in your heart. And as you thinketh in your heart and as you believe in your heart, it's going to happen. But if you don't believe it, it won't happen. You got to believe in your heart. Number 4, separate fact from opinion. Do your homework and gather all available facts on the subject. And see, that's what we got to do when we're working on something. We got to separate facts from opinion. You know, people are going to tell you can't do something. You always got the doubt Thomases out there. Say, you can't do that. Well, I don't even know why you're thinking about this, because their life is miserable. Because other things that they want to do, they don't try to do. You got to go on and take action. You do it. Feed those facts into your subconscious mind with your request for the answer. Okay, once you get the facts, feed your mind those facts. Your mind will give you an answer. It will tell you how to overcome that obstacle. Believe me, people, it works. I'm a living witness. It works. You know, when I dwell on something, I research it. I get the facts. I feed it to my mind. And I say, I need an answer. I need an answer. Might not come right away, but the, you know, I'll be laying down, and all of a sudden, bam, answer hits me. That's why I keep on the side of my bed, I keep a notepad. So when the answer hits me, if it hits me in the middle of the night, I wake up, I roll over, and I write it down so I don't forget it. Number six, relax. Wait patiently and watch diligently for the answer to your question or solution to your problem. In due course, it will come. I just covered that with you. And number seven, take immediate action when your answer arrives. The first six steps are critically important, but unless you follow through and take action, all the preceding work will have been wasted. You'll soon discover that if you fail to act, your subconscious mind will reach the conclusion that you are not serious about the request you asked for help with. See, most of us, we fail to act. And what that means, it goes back to another principle. Faith without works is dead. All the faith, all the belief, and then you don't work the answer, and you expect to get the results. That's dead. It ain't going to happen, people. It ain't going to happen. It just is not going to happen. You got to. When your subconscious mind gives you the answer, you got to go and do it. And, you know, and it's a principle called do it now. Do it now. When you get the answer, you go do it now. Don't wait. Say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to put that off because I need a little bit more money. No, go do it now. Even if you don't have the money to do it, go do it now. You got to do that. Let me go to the line and bring up Ruth and get her questions or comments this morning. Ruth, you there? Good morning. Hello?
Good morning. I was on mute. How are you this morning, Baba Jari?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? Thanks for joining in again this morning. And, you know, how do you feel about what we just finished sharing out of his book about the subconscious mind?
Wow. I am just really in tune with your subject today. In fact, as I was waiting on you to come on the line, I had a bad day at work yesterday. And
okay.
I had a thought. And I said to myself, I am glad to be in the land of the living.
All
so
right.
That speaks to me that what you says and what Kimbrough says in his book and what Napoleon Hill says works. Your subconscious mind, because you transmitted a thought through the phone line that I didn't even know it until you started talking about it, and that is be grateful. So I stated before you even came online what I was grateful for, to be in the land of the living. That's
that
what I started today, because I was determined to make my day a positive day. And not bring the negative from yesterday into today.
No, yesterday is gone forever.
Yes,
all of
sir.
This is a thought. And the thing is, the thought is, you know, it only has action and power based on how we deal with it as a thought. But beyond that, it's gone forever. We're in a new day.
We're in a new day, and this is the day the Lord have made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it.
That's right, and we take that attitude every day. You know, like I said, you know, for me, you know, it's helped me with my health. It's helped me with so many things. And you know, again, you know, every morning I wake up, you know, I'm proud and I'm thankful of that. And you know, I transmit that, you know, to my grandson who I'm helping raise, who's 7 years old. You know, it's like some days he wake up and he's a little upset about something, and you know, and I tell him, I say, you know, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. And I think about that from, again, as I said, you know, my grandmother's, you know, I mean, you know, seeing my grandmother on her knees in the morning saying, thank you, Lord. You know what I mean? And, you know, we didn't have a lot. You know, and I'd be like, you know, and as a child, you'd be like, what she think something like I'm thankful about, you know? You know, we, you know, we, you know, I heard people, you know, as a child, you hear people talking about robbing Peter to pay Paul and this, that, and the other. You'd be like, what are they so thankful about, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, late in life, and you begin to appreciate, as I call it, you know, lessons from the elders, and, you know, you begin to appreciate
wisdom.
That. And
wisdom,
yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, your show this morning and what you're saying is just so timely. And, you know, Baba Jahi, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, Baba Jahi.
Baba Jahi. You can't have a testimony without a test.
That's right.
So I want to leave your listeners with that today. And so you said something else that your grandmother said, and that's when you give up your wish to the Lord, leave it there. When you take it to the Lord, leave it there.
Right.
And I'm going to say something something that helped me get through yesterday, because I had a confrontation with one of my coworkers, and I did just what you did. I focused, and I brought myself to not be angry by being grateful, how grateful I am for my job. But at the same time, if you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. So
true.
Thank
so
you
eloquently
so much for
said.
Being a great show and a great host. And I'm just enjoying the series. I love my drive time now to work.
All right.
Definitely my 30 minutes of personal development today. I do 30 minutes of personal development every day.
Well, that's something
we should adapt into our business. And thank you so much.
Yeah, and we got an exciting show tomorrow. We got Dr. Cheryl Baptiste is going to be on tomorrow, and we're doing a show on a home-based business for single moms, and, you know, so definitely tune in. But Thursday morning. Definitely tune in with us Thursday morning. We're going to have a real, real exciting show I'm excited about having my guest on, and she's going to share, you know, what she's done as far as, you know, having a home-based business and being a single mom.
Well, I'll be here.
All right, and hey, I'm glad to be part of your drive time. And you know, hey, keep tuning in. When you go to the site, when you get a chance, you go to the site. You know, when you have some downtime, I need you to go and rate the show and leave a comment on the show's page. And so then, in a way, I can get in touch with you, so I can get an email address and send you out some of the other stuff that we do through emails. My website is on the show page, and you can click that and go to the website link and fill out the contact page, so that way your email address is not listed on the, you know, on the site page.
All right, I'll do that. And your show is a blessing, and I just want to thank you and thank the Lord for what you're doing.
All right, thank you so much, and you ready to sign off here? Hey, people, have a positive day. Enjoy your day, and remember, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless everybody.